This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:25. But right now on the BetQL guest hotline, it's time to talk Week 6 fantasy football with Dave Richard from CBSSports.com, delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Fantasy moves? Ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
You're wearing your hat. I forgot. I told Justin I was going to wear it today.
See,
I got Justin over there.
I'm the added value
yes,
guy for our sponsors.
You are.
Dave, good morning. How are you?
Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. I'm good, although I did lose my last perfect team in week number 5. Always kind of sad. It was by like 5 points, and it wasn't even my closest loss of the week. But I'm not here to talk about my team, so I'm here to talk about yours.
Well, I'm here to talk about mine, too.
More specifically, Jason's.
And I was so pissed off last Monday because I was down 9 points, Dave, and I had Chris Olave, and he had nobody. And I asked Cakes, I said, Cakes, I'm down 9 with Olave. He goes, that's like 5 catches for 52 yards. Well, yeah, you're going to win.
Yeah.
And he
Math
sucked.
Major over there.
He sucked.
Yeah. He did terrible. The Saints, well, I mean, I give credit to the Chiefs defense. I think they've got one of the best defenses in the league.
True.
But I don't think that that's saying anything that's shocking. And my hunch is they just took Olave away and tried to make it so that Derek Carr had to beat them deep. And a couple of times he did, but otherwise it was just kind of a rough night for that Saints offense, which really hasn't been the same since their offensive line took on some injuries. So
they're kind of
falling prey to what a lot of teams fall prey to.
They're not going to be the same, obviously, this week because they're going to have Rattler instead of Carr. All right, so let's get into it. Super Flex League, need two. Baker Mayfield, Dak, Hurts.
I think it's Hurts and Dak. And I know that people love Baker Mayfield. We talked about this on our podcast that he's one of the best performing quarterbacks in fantasy. He's got some huge games under his belt, and no one's kind of giving him any credit for it. And one of the ideas that I floated was, if you believe in Baker Mayfield, if you think that he can keep this up for a second season, and you've got a stud quarterback and you need help somewhere else, trade the stud quarterback, get something that can help your team at a different position, and then acquire Baker Mayfield, who he might be a backup on some people's teams. And you should be able to get him for a massive discount compared to the top-level quarterbacks. People who have Josh Allen are kind of freaking out right now because he's been bad the last 2 weeks. Trading Allen for a high-profile player at running back or wide receiver, that makes sense. And then you get Baker Mayfield. You could probably give your best bench player to get Baker Mayfield on your team. And your fantasy team might be just as good, if not better, making that swap.
Dave, are you a fan of dealing away Debo in a full PPR for Devon Achane? Because Devon Achane's value is at an all-time low right now.
Right. So and
but so is Debo's.
Samuels. Yeah. Right, exactly. So you're kind of, you know, buying low and selling low at the same time. And I don't mind that if you need help at running back. But I will say this. Last week, the Dolphins' offense did get going. It wasn't with Achane on the field. Nor was it with two on the field, nor was it with anything being done by the receivers. Raheem Mostert ran really well, and so did Jalen Wright. So I wonder if the Dolphins kind of recalibrate how they go about their offense moving forward, especially when Tua comes back. And maybe they don't throw a crazy amount of passes, and as long as Mostert is doing his thing, maybe they ride that a little bit more. Now, I'm not saying that Achane can't run the ball as well, but I think Mostert might end up having a pretty decent foothold in this offense after what we saw last week.
Valdez wants to know, Downs or MHJ at wideout? Downs just popped on the injury report, I think,
yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, I just saw that. Not sized.
Yeah, and we don't know who his quarterback's going to be, and that's obviously a factor because with Joe Flacco, that offense looks great, and with Anthony Richardson, that run game looks pretty good, but the passing game, not so good. It's Harrison, and last week was a dud game for him. He scored, I think, in the 3 games prior, each of them, at least one touchdown. I'm waiting for Arizona to realize that he's not a deep downfield threat and that he's more of a do-it-all type of wide receiver. Give him some more targets closer to the line of scrimmage. Get him out there on slants. Let him win some contested catches. The things that he was great at Ohio State, when they do that and they start giving him more targets each week, you will see his numbers be top five, top 10 good among wide receivers.
Tony Pollard or Javonte Williams?
I like Pollard better. I'm not a huge fan of Javonte Williams, although I was last week, and he came through, especially in full PPR leagues. He got you over that 15-point threshold. Yes, ring the bell indeed, but not this week, not against the Chargers. I think the Chargers have a pretty good run defense, and I think Pollard, great matchup against Indianapolis, and he's been running well. I would imagine that the Titans will continue to lean a little bit more on Pollard and a little bit less on Tyjae Spears.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 is the number. We know that you're desperate to ask Dave your questions for week six.
All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques. Hey, Jacques, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, friends. How you doing?
Hello.
Good. What's up, Jacques?
All right, Dave, the question, actually my question is about what's becoming the most, to me, the most annoying running back room in the league right now. Do I start? I've got both of them, Travis Etienne or Tank Bigsby, or do I swerve to like Deontay Johnson? It's a half PPR.
Listen, I think that they're going to continue to take away work from each other. The sentiment that I get just from watching them and how they've been deploying these running backs is they don't trust Bigsby on third downs. I think he's played like six third down snaps all year. So that's a role that can go to Etienne, although last week we saw D'Ernest Johnson. You want to make that backfield even crummier? There's a third guy who got involved. I still have Etienne ranked ahead of Bigsby. I still think he's the more explosive of the two. Although the last 2 weeks, metrics would suggest otherwise. Maybe they're going to be a tandem. Maybe we'll see Bigsby more of a second-half running back and Etienne somebody who works more in the first half. I don't mind Deontay Johnson this week. In the league where catches count, I know last week was bad. He took on the Bears. They are the number one team in defensive EPA against the pass. So it's definitely hard to get numbers against them. He's playing Atlanta this week. I've got a funny feeling the Panthers stay competitive with the Falcons this week, and that means Deontay Johnson stays involved.
All right, good luck, Jacques.
Thank you, Jacques. Appreciate you, buddy. All right, let's go to David in Sterling. David, what's up, man? You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello. Hey.
And welcome bye weeks and injuries full bore. It's brutal.
It's ugly out there.
So I need two out of these four. It's a full PPR. Jordan Mason, Devontae Smith, Chris Olave, who I just want to punt off my team, and Jamison Williams.
You're not playing Olave.
You're not playing Olave. I like the first two names. Smith, that he's back. The Eagles are going to use him. That Eagles offense should start to uptick. Even against the Browns, I know it's a tough matchup, but Cleveland got throttled by JD and the Commanders last week. I think they're just going to continue to struggle because their offense is struggling. They're going to be put in bad positions. And Jordan Mason tonight against Seattle, I just can't see him having another bad game. Second week in a row. So those would be the two that I would go with. And if you think it's bad now, just wait till you get to week 12. I'm going to read you the teams that are on bye in week 12.
All right.
Atlanta, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Jacksonville, New Orleans, and the Jets.
Jeez. That's like all my leagues.
And it gets worse. In week 14, there are six more teams
Commanders,
on bye,
I
and
know
that's
they're
the
on.
Last week before the fantasy playoffs.
The Commanders, I think, are week 14.
The Commanders are indeed week 14. So are the Ravens.
Yeah.
So everybody in Maryland is chilling in week 14, except for the fantasy managers that are fighting to get in the playoffs, and they've got Lamar Jackson or Jaden Daniels on their team.
Got to scramble.
It's going to be very problematic. Well, I mean, you got to plan in advance. So if you look at your team and you see a lot of players with a week 12 bye, week 14 bye, maybe start thinking about trying to trade them for players of equal value that don't have a bye those weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Who's up?
All right, let's go to Guy in Silver Spring. Hey, Guy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Dave, huge fan, and I promise this is not pandering to Valdez here.
Uh-oh.
But I'd love to hear why you think the fantasy football expert community was not as high on Derrick Henry going into this year, because as an outsider, I'm looking at him thinking he's a stud. He's going to run for a scheme with a great offensive line. And I drafted him second overall, and my draft grade was terrible because of it, but it's panned out. So I'm just curious to know where they missed and why they value people like Breece Hall and Bijan so much higher. Is it just way more upside? And And thanks a lot for your segment every week.
It's a very thought-out question. Well done,
sir. Really that's a plant
is.
Call.
It's a good thing he didn't get in the speed round, because then we would have hung up on
that
him
is correct.
4 seconds.
Yeah.
Listen, Guy, thank you for all that. And I'm one of those people. I had Breece Hall and Bijan Robinson ranked ahead of Derrick Henry, but I did like Derrick Henry. Certainly was taking him late round two, early round three, wherever I could. And by the time the season got closer, I think more fantasy analysts started to gravitate to where I was on Derrick Henry. The reason why people were nervous about Derrick Henry, it's twofold. Number one, he's 30. And so there's definitely conditioning in the marketplace to make people believe that when a running back is 30 years old, he's absolutely terrible, he's washed, he's no good, he's buns, whatever you want to say. The second thing is that he's never been known as a pass-catching running back. And if you're in a league that's full PPR or even half PPR, we're talking about added value for running backs who catch the ball a lot. And for all of the terrible numbers that Bijan's delivered in the last couple of weeks, he's still getting good targets. And we saw it earlier this year and a ton last year from Breece Hall that he was getting a lot of targets. And so that kind of stuff matters. Sometimes a running back will catch six passes in a game. That's just as good as a touchdown that Derrick Henry scores. And right now, Derrick Henry looks amazing. Definitely one of the five best running backs in fantasy. Was he worth the second overall pick in your league? You know, maybe if it was non-PPR, you could make it make sense. But in full PPR, I still wouldn't have done that, and I'm not sure I would do that today.
All right, I think we're up on the speed round. Speed round time. Play Dave's music. No small talk. No stammering. No stuttering. No shaky voice. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones are allowed. And don't disrespect Dave's sage advice.
I wanted to just say, for the record, I'm rooting for the listeners here because Valdez gets such glee in hanging up on them that I'm rooting for the listeners.
Well, look, we just need the listeners to be on their game, to be sharp.
Yeah,
it's not hard. All. Follow the rules.
Yeah. There are rules in our
society.
Don't
paint me out to be the bad guy. Those are the rules.
All right. Dems is the rules. All right, let's go to Ray in Rockville. Speed round, go.
Fields, Burrow, Goff.
Burrow.
All right, let's go to Jeremy, Vienna, speed round, go.
Bigsby, Justice Hill, Tony Pollard, need one.
Pollard.
All right, let's go to Andre, Temple Hills, go.
Flex spot, Lockett, Kirk, J.K. Dobbins.
Kirk.
Let's go to Rich, only speed round, go.
Rich.
Smith and Jigba, James Williams, fifth season today.
Jameson.
Made Valdez chuckle. Let's go to Jake, Fredericksburg, speed around, go.
Need two, half point PPR, DJ Moore, Wandale Robinson, Darnell Mooney.
I'm sitting Wandale.
All right, let's go to Ben, Atlanta, speed around, go.
Jaden versus Lamar.
Lamar.
He's got both of them? Jeez.
That's pretty good,
Yes. Definitely. A lot of people have both of them because Jaden Daniels was not at his early round of a pick as Lamar.
That's true.
Let's go to Bobby. Speed round, go.
Najee Harris, B-Rob.
Robinson, assuming he plays.
Oh, is there he popped up on the injury not playing? Report. I know he's nursing
he's
like a knee injury.
Yeah.
He's got a knee issue right now. He should be okay, but it's not an easy matchup for him. But Najee's just not scoring touchdowns. Steelers aren't moving the ball in the red zone.
That'd be good for my Eckler stonks.
All right, let's go to our guy John DePompa. He's back. Hey, John.
Hello, Dave. I'm in a PDD league, Dave. That's points for dynamic duos. What's a more powerful combination? 75-year-old Mike Cahill and Tom Wilson's physical strength? Are Matt Valdez and Mike Myers combined colons?
Great question. I think the colons win.
You think?
Combined colons, yes.
Thank
very
God
powerful.
I didn't witness that.
Yeah, it's better you didn't.
The worst thing...
Shout out to professional athlete Nick Dowd, by the way. Great guy. Good athlete.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
Great guy. All right, Dave, luckily you don't know the backstory about the combined colons. So we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. I don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't want to know. Dave, no. Thanks.
Hey, are you guys more excited that the Phillies lost or upset that the Mets won?
I didn't care either way.
Yeah, ambivalent. Kind of ambivalent. I mean, it's week six of the NFL.
Why? What about you?
Oh, I didn't watch 1 second of it.
No. Oh, okay.
Team ambivalent as well. Right. Dave, thanks as always. We appreciate the time, man.
You got it, guys. Good luck in your league this week.
Dave, delivered by our friends at Metropolitan Moving and Storage.
I don't care.
fantasy moves, ask Dave. For all of your other moves, let Metropolitan Moving and Storage do the heavy lifting and take it to the house. Check them out at DCMetropolitanMoving.com. When we come back, we will be joined by Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals here on The Fan. So the Washington Capitals regular season begins in 2 days. Saturday, they drop the puck at Capital One Arena against the New Jersey Devils. We're happy to be joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. He's going to be our regular guest throughout the season. Nick, good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah. What's up, boys? How are we doing?
We're doing well. So the first order of business for a regular guest, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. You can think about this for a week. You can let it marinate. You're gonna have to pick some walk-up music.
Yep.
So, oh, man. Whoever you like,
you're, I like this.
A band that you're into, whatever it is, think about it. You know, let it sink in.
Are you a concert goer? What's the last concert you went to?
I mean, I would say that with the addition of our two kids, we go to fewer concerts. Right. But I do love concerts. We saw John Party this summer outdoors, which was killer. That was awesome. But yeah, I love some live music, no question. So walk up songs are kind of right in my wheelhouse. So okay. I'll have to think about that.
All right, you think about that.
Who is John Party?
Is he country?
Who is it?
Is he country?
Yeah, I don't know him.
Yeah, he's country. Yeah, yeah. If you're not a country guy, I guess that, you know.
We can pick John Party if you want.
No. I feel like that. I'm more of an old school guy. Like my song at Cap One is "You Can Call Me Al" by Paul Simon. So I'm kind of
that's, more that's a classic. Oh, I do okay. like that.
All right,
very good.
Yeah.
So get us caught up on your off season before we talk about all the new faces that are here with the Caps. You mentioned you have two young kids. Were there any exotic trips during the offseason with the family? Or if it's two young kids, probably not leaning towards the exotic.
I would guess. Exotic meaning like, you know, going down slides and, you know, doing stuff like that.
Right.
That's kind of what you tend to do when you go on vacation with kids. But, yeah, we actually had a big summer. Probably traveled more this year than we ever had. We went to Florida right after the season ended last year with some friends from here in Arlington. We went down there, which was great. And then we went to we summer in Minnesota, so
you must have a lake house, right?
I wish I did. No, we have a house. I always tell people we have a house near a lake.
Okay.
So yeah, you know, so we go up to the, we went up north to the lake a couple times, you know, one of the 10,000 that are there. Mm-hmm. And then we also went to Montana in August, which was awesome. But that one was a family trip. So we had eight adults and like, I think maybe 16, no, eight adults and nine kids under 9 years old.
Oh, so wow. do you rent like a big Airbnb, like big ranch house? Like how does that work getting all those people or are you spread out?
Yeah, no, we kept it all together. We were all under one roof. You know, had at one point I think we had, you know, there was 12 people with, you know, like two adults, three adults and all the kids in the hot tub at the same time. It was an awesome trip. It was all family and yeah, we had a great time. Alpine slide. So that's the type of exotic stuff we did in Montana, a little
excellent
alpine sliding.
Yeah. How long does it take for you to kind of shake off the sour taste in your mouth from the playoffs?
Yeah, this year was a little tough. I mean, it does, you know, do you guys have kids?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so you guys would attest to it, right? You have a bad day and you get home and there's really no time to sour on your day because your kids are, depending on their age, right? They're like right in your area and you know, they don't care how bad your day was. They just want to be with dad or mom. So I think that helps quite a bit because you can kind of lean into them, which is really beneficial. I found at least having kids is that kind of gives you other things to focus on and you kind of realize that, you know, it's the hockey is not the end all be all of your life. But this year was just tough because I felt like emotionally we put so much into the regular season. I mean, we played 22 games in 39 days to finish the season, which is insane. And then every single game from like game 50 was like a Stanley Cup playoff game for us because it was like, oh, you win one, you're in playoffs. You lose one, you're 4 points out of playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so finally, I mean, you know, the way we did it, was emotional too, right? Like we go into Philly on a back-to-back, they pull the goalie, Osh scores, you know, it's like the whole thing was like so exhausting. And then we finally get into playoffs and then, you know, we get swept and you're kind of like, wow, like all this work was great that we made it into playoffs. But, you know, to get swept is that's the first time that I've ever been swept in my life. You know, and I've been on the other end of it. And that's, you know, obviously great, but yeah, it was tough. I'd say once I got down to Florida a couple weeks after, I think I was doing much better, but yeah, I think when I was, you know, around Arlington and didn't have much to do, it was, strange not to be going into the rink.
So. We're joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. They start their season Saturday night with the Devils in town at Capital One Arena. All right. So I have some housekeeping I need to take care of because we've got a lot of new faces here with the Capitals. So I need to know the new guy nicknames, and I need to lean on you for this intel, okay, Nick? So I'll just go rapid fire. You just give me these guys' nicknames.
I bet we can guess some of them.
We might
by the
be
way,
able
does
to.
Nick go by Nicky or Doubter?
I think Doubter, right?
Yeah, I mean I actually go by Judy, but
Judy.
Yeah, I know there's a story behind that, but Doubter works for all the new guys. Doubter okay. works, but some of the old guys that I've been around, Judy is the other nickname. But okay.
Is that a middle name deal, or where do you get that from?
Yeah, we need an origin story now.
Yeah, it was my grandma. No, I'm just kidding. Judy was given Obi gave me Judy about like 6-7 years ago now. We were playing soccer and I thought O was getting a little liberal in his rule following.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and then I called him out on it Yeah, exactly. He goes, "What do you judge Judy?"
There you go. All right.
And then Braden Holtby got a hold of it. Tom Wilson got a hold of it, and it kind of snowballed. So.
Okay. All right. So it stuck. Okay. Got it. All right. Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah, it says Doobie. Call him Doobie.
All right. So Doobie. I'm writing this down. Right. Doobie. Andrew Mangiapane. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. He's got a lot. His is interesting. So I've heard him go by, he can go by Mange.
Okay.
He can go by Mango.
Okay, that makes sense.
He can go by my favorite, which I stick with, is Magic, which I think is a cool one.
That's a good one.
Sometimes I call him Killer because the guy likes to get into it a little bit out there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it for him. I think I'll pay attention though. There might be a couple more.
Okay. Brandon Duhame.
He's Dewey.
Okay,
so you gotta watch those, Dewey and Doobie.
All right.
Yeah. Is he going to be on your line?
I hope so. The guy's an animal, so that'd be great. Okay. But as of now, we're together, so.
Okay. Taylor Radish.
Ratty.
Ratty, okay. Should have known that one. Jacob Chychrun.
Chick.
Chick?
Oh, Chick.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like to call him Chick Daddy sometimes because the guy's a beast.
Chick Daddy. Right.
By the way, I saw an article about Chick, about his diet. It's like all organic, guy eats super clean, but this is where he lost me, Judy. This is where he lost me. He eats raw livers and hearts.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I just can't sign up for that.
Yeah, that's like a cannibal.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where you get he gets his special powers from.
Yeah. I guess so.
What is Verana, by the way? What's his nickname?
V.
He's just
Verana's
V.
V. All right, so Verana, V. All right, I've got two more. Matt Roy, Maddie.
Roy.
Roy-Z, all right. And Logan Thompson, the new goalie.
Yeah, so he's either, I call him Tommer, but then a lot of guys call him LT.
LT or Tommer. Okay, we're good.
Is there anybody that goes by their actual name?
No.
I heard someone call someone by their first name the other day, and I was kind of like, who is that?
It's bizarre, right?
Yeah,
by
right.
the way, you mentioned Vrana. What's it like having him back? Is it just like old friends? Like, literally, you just pick up right where you left off?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you basically, like, it's almost like he never left. Like, I know four, five, 6 years, whatever it is, has gone by, and he's played for two different organizations or whatever. But it's just like you see him walking around the hall, and it's like, oh, what's up, man? What's up, Ian? And it's like, you're right back to where he left off.
Is it weird for you, by the way, that you and Ovi are like the elder statesmen in the forward room? Like the younger guy's going to be coming to you for advice. Like,
yeah, no, that is something different for sure. I don't, you know, age is just a number, you know. I don't like to talk about it too much, but, I don't feel, my age mentally. And, you know, I feel this year I've actually felt really good about where I, you know, where my body is and stuff, how I feel coming into camp. But yeah, it's definitely interesting. You know, being, you know, I think, I was when Crystal was still up, Andrew Crystal, when he was still up, I was going through it and I was 15 years old when he was born.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just nuts, right? But
yeah, that's pretty crazy. Hey, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you, is it better or worse for you and your teammates to face the Devils, who already are going to have three games under their belt, yep, and you guys are just getting started on Saturday? What's that like? Has Carbs talked to you about that?
Yeah, Devils play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think, quite honestly, you look at it in either way. I think we're going to take a positive out of it. The Devils, if they're asked the same question, they're going to take a positive out of it. You know, their response is probably going to be like, oh, well, we're, you know, they haven't played yet. Like, you know, we have three games, four games under our belt. Like, we're, you know, we've made adjustments. You know, guys are starting to play better, whatever. But then, you know, we're going to say, well, we're well rested, right? Yeah. Like we've been dialed in. We've had an opportunity to go over some film and, you know, we get to watch film on New Jersey. They don't get to really watch film on us. You know, we get to see their power play, their penalty kill, things like that. So in either way, I'd say either organization is going to look at it as an advantage. I think that's probably the only way to do it. But, we've had some good practices this week. We had yesterday off and, you know, we'll get right back to it. So guys are hungry for sure.
Well, Nick, we're looking forward to game one. Best of luck against the Devils. We'll talk to you again next week. We're looking forward to having you on throughout the season. And remember your homework. Come up with your walk-up song, and we'll do that next week.
All right, I like that. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, buddy.
That's Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals.
He was awesome.
A.K.A. Judy. Did not know that was his backstory nickname.
He's good.
Judge Judy.
Yeah. Judge Judy got called out.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he said Ovi was taking some liberal, like...
Ovi thought that Nick was being, like, I guess loose and fast with some of the rules for pregame soccer.
No, Judy thought that about.
Oh,
about
Nick Ovi. Thought that about Ovi.
Yes.
So Ovi's like, yes. Okay, you're Judge Judy all of a sudden.
By the way, we kind of tease the hockey players that none of them go by their real names, but on this show, it's Bishcakes, EB, and JP.
I know, it's
Valdez and Drab back there. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody's really going by Eric, John, right. Jason, or John Paul.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's true.
I think it's better that way. Nicknames are better.
I mean, I heard Mike
add
Marr,
more your personality.
The other day,
hockey, yes.
The other day, we had a client come in, and Mike Marr introduced himself as Michael. I said, "Oh, that kind of threw me off." And he said,
it's "Very
well,
formal."
Yeah, he's like, "I guess he felt silly calling himself Mike, which is pretty normal." But he said Michael to the client.
Yeah, really? When I meet people for the first time, I always say Michael, and then you know, it just becomes Mike over time.
Does anybody call you Mike. Mikey?
No. I mean, I've had like a little bit in college a couple times, but that doesn't really stick. I don't really.
You're not feeling
I don't
that.
Jive with that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Mikey was my pickleball partner last night. We got pwned last night.
Oh, really? Who was the opponent?
We played 9 or 10 games. I think 9 matches. Short. Mm-hmm. Like 8.
9 sets or whatever?
Yeah. 2-7.
Mm.
Took it on the chin last night.
We were playing
up at Norbeck. We just had like 20 guys for a round robin tournament.
Wow.
Wasn't a great night.
Were they guys that you knew and familiar with?
A lot of guys
with?
That I knew, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Not a good night.
Was it you mostly? Were you the...
I think it was just a team effort.
Did you find yourself stepping into the kitchen again, which you said you were embarrassed by?
I didn't fault into the kitchen once. I'm telling you, I was on the biggest stage I've ever been on, and I gagged like a dog is what I did. I was fine in front of people I knew. What are you going to do?
It was bigger than our tournament. Come on.
What you gonna do?
Slightly bigger than that. So yeah, last night, not great.
All right.
Not great. All right.
You can go buy some pickleball training aids on Temu.
Man, I could certainly do that.
Are there? What would a pickleball training aid be?
I don't even know.
I'm sure there's something.
There's an old man who does a TikTok or whatever, a reel, and he has these like 5 strings with pickleball. Have you seen it before with the pickleballs? And he just boom, 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 boom. And he's just
going for hand eye.
He's doing all 5 on the string.
Maybe I'll do that.
And he's talking and sticking. It looks butt hard.
Maybe I'll do that bit.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page next here on The Fan. It's time for EB's entertainment page. It's driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Love BMW of Fairfax. I was out there yesterday. Took care of me.
What, tires? Yeah, the tires.
Fourth tire. I said, do other people have this issue? She said, well, one guy had three, but.
Jeff Gordon used less tires back in the day.
She recommended I go with, so I have 22s mm-hmm. on my vehicle. Mm-hmm. Then I go with 21s or 20s, maybe.
Okay. Right.
So 22s right. are just too, I guess, thin.
Rob would tell you to hit 21s.
They're too low profile.
They're definitely too low profile.
You need to go higher
for me,
profile.
I just can't handle it. I'm not careful enough. Driven by BMW Fairfax, may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy Mike Walker, who I did see him for a second over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. Just 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Remember, last time I was over there, I ripped a fart in my hard chair.
Yep. And someone heard it.
Well, the whole everybody waiting area heard it. And I just acted like it wasn't me.
It wasn't you. But they knew it was you.
If they have good ears, they would be able to identify the farter. Yesterday, no gas.
Very good.
All right, Cake. Speaking of gas.
Yes.
A guy from Canada broke a world record by eating almost 2.5 pounds of sriracha in 3 minutes.
Oh, that is gross. I mean,
and if you don't know what sriracha is, that's hot sauce.
I like me some sriracha in some ramen.
2.5 pounds.
But I'm not putting 2 pounds of it in there.
What did he get out of it? Just the world record?
I know what he got.
Yeah.
He got a fiery...
Right.
Back there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He's worried about burn butt.
Yeah, he should be.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is he taking on Joey Chestnut or something?
I don't know. It must have been obviously some sort of food competition. Do you have the Gene Simmons stuff yet, or are you still looking for it?
I have some stuff, but I know that one has a specific quote in it.
Mm. You can't play it?
No, you can play it, but I'm having trouble finding
all right,
that
you want me to
specific.
Wait? I'll wait on it, because Gene Simmons...
Gene Simmons from Jason's favorite hard rock band, Kiss? That Gene Simmons?
That same one.
Yeah.
So we'll play that in a little
bit.
We can do it now.
We can do it now.
I actually watched him last night, because my wife is going to be competing in this charity event. DC's Dancing Stars, and so
that's where she's gonna have her affair.
She's all serious, where she's like, she's doing film breakdowns, and she wanted to watch Dancing with Stars, which we never watched.
But
he was
the
guest judge,
exactly, and that's why I'm bringing him up. So he was the guest judge, and apparently people were upset. They said that Gene Simmons, shocker, was being creepy with some of his comments.
You moved me, not just with your gyrations and so on, but your beautiful face.
Gene Simmons is facing backlash following
him. That wasn't bad.
Let's zoom out. Gene Simmons has probably had sex with 5,000 or more
women in his
lifetime.
More.
10,000.
More.
And then he wasn't faithful wasn't he married to Shannon Tweed?
I think he still is.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
He was.
So was Bon Jovi.
Was he married to Cher?
He was with Cher. I don't know if he was married to her or not.
And then there's more stuff too that people were.
Can you play?
Figure out which one is more hot, hot, hot. You've got a beautiful woman right beside you.
Cringy, creepy, and offensive.
You stepped out there, took a pretty girl in hand, and you rule.
Fans were furious, calling out the 75-year-old Kiss frontman for appearing to judge more on looks than dancing.
Hey, Dwight, you are a powerful and attractive man.
What do you say to the folks on Twitter who felt like that maybe you were judging the scores based on contestants' attractiveness?
Why do you care what anybody says? Just do the best you can, no matter what anybody says.
How did you judge people tonight?
Look, everything is judged by the least qualified people on the planet.
Yeah. Right.
I think he said it up front, because I watched this with my wife, and he said, I don't know anything about dancing technique, but you were entertaining or whatever.
Now, this is a guy who claims throughout his career in Kiss that he's never smoked a cigarette, never drank alcohol. And
is that
true? All he cared about post-show
was buns.
Was buns. He would come in, and he would see everybody else was high or drunk, and he would just come in and scope out the groupies that
he
wanted.
And he'd just knock out sillies.
And then he would just... run through him.
Right.
That was his whole deal.
And then also, I think during the performance, he gave a model a 10.
Right.
Which was the first 10 of this, like...
The history of the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he gave someone who was less attractive a 5. Like one of the lowest scores ever.
Right. I don't blame him. Listen, Aaron Rodgers said something. I know a lot of people don't like Aaron Rodgers. I don't mind him at all. He said something, though, the other day that I thought got a lot of traction, I think. I think he said it on McAfee that maybe not. Maybe it was just another interview he did that don't ever take someone's criticism from someone you wouldn't ask advice from. It was something to that effect. Okay. You remember that? Why would I ever accept criticism mm-hmm. from someone I would never go to for advice?
Right.
So, whatever. Gene Simmons is going to judge it the way he wants to judge it. It reminds me when we did our Caps play-by-play little bit promoting table manners.
Yes.
And some of us were overserved.
We were
and then
overserved.
They just
yes.
attacked us online after the appearance.
Somebody made me drink too many hoppy beers before our appearance.
Yeah.
I don't know who that person was.
It was very annoying, but we were just trying to have fun.
But I kind of agree with you. I watched it. I didn't think his commentary was... No. There's one guy on there. I don't know his name. He's very flamboyant.
That Bruno guy.
Yeah, he goes nuts over everybody calling him hot and everything.
Yeah, of course. Look, he is creepy. Gene Simmons is kind of a creepy guy. yeah.
How old
you
is
just
he?
Get creepy 75. Vibes.
75?
Yeah. You get creepy vibes from the guy.
Yeah. And also, you're not allowed to call someone ugly nowadays. Like, it's kind of true. You can't call...
I know.
Just
I know.
Remember,
I'm trying to bring that back.
If you're still
what,
wavering,
call people ugly.
Yes.
If you're still wavering between cremation and burial,
yeah.
you can always get buried in a KISS coffin if you wanted to.
I would probably rather get buried in like a Morgan Wallen coffin,
okay.
than a KISS coffin.
Right.
But okay,
I'm just telling you, it's an option.
Speaking of cakes,
okay.
So funny, what a great transition.
Yep.
One of the stories this morning, it's from this like service that just like. Bored morning shows.
Okay.
Top 10 requested end of life songs.
Ooh.
Speaking of burial.
Wow.
Right. Okay.
That's
kind of
such a dismal topic.
I told you at my funeral and at my viewing,
yeah.
at both, I want the Augusta theme song.
Sure.
I want to hear this. Just play it on a loop.
Yeah.
In fact,
you won't hear it because you'll be dead.
Yeah. In fact,
but his spirit will hear it.
Yes.
Right.
His, if there was a way ghost. you could put like a. an old phone and just like right before you close the casket, just throw it in yeah. so I can hear
a burner
it.
Phone.
Yeah, I'll burner.
Throw a
burner.
Put somebody
in your
throw
burner.
A burner phone in with you.
Right, so I can just listen to it.
So do you want us to guess the top 10?
Yeah, sure.
Is there
guess
one?
Any of the top 10?
It's a Wonderful Life. That one.
I don't know what song.
I don't know.
You're
what are you talking
say?
About?
I have no idea.
I'll give you a couple. You can guess.
I right, have number the number one queued up.
Here. Okay. Number 10 is "These Are the Days of Our Lives" by Queen.
Okay.
Do you know that one, Cakes?
I'm sure I've heard it at some point.
The Beatles' "Hey Jude." That's an end of life song,
I guess.
"Beautiful" by Christina Aguilera.
You're thinking of "What Don't a Wonderful it. World," probably.
Yeah, that's probably on there. Yeah.
"The Wonderful World" by Louis Armstrong. That's number seven.
That's the one I was thinking about.
"Angels" by Robbie Williams.
Thank you. Didn't know I had that in my bag.
I did not. I was not familiar with your game.
"Girls Just Want to Have Fun," Cyndi Lauper.
I mean, that's, at least that's an upbeat like yeah. end of life song.
What's the one by Green Day? That's
yeah.
Oh, "Tearjerker." I know the one you're talking about. They play it like at every like middle school or
no, called the best of times. It's something
no,
good
it's
riddance.
Good riddance.
Time of your life.
Time yeah. of your life. That's that is kind
that'll
of a
make
tearjerker.
You boo hoo a little bit.
Over.
Yeah, this.
I can't believe this is not on the top 10.
Maybe it is.
I like
you
this
get
song.
To the top three.
"Over the Rainbow" by Judy Garland.
That's going to be Cakes's. He's the big Wizard of Oz.
You guys all sleeping how great that movie is.
"The Best" by Tina Turner. "I Will Always Love You" by Whitney Houston. That's okay. got to be a tearjerker.
Yeah.
Cakes is going to have "Round and Round" by Rat.
Stephen Piercy, if that's the last thing I hear, it's going to be a good way to go out.
Do you know that when my dad, this is such a morbid conversation, but when my dad was basically, this is number one.
Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra? So
yeah, "My Way."
Okay.
When my dad was dying,
yeah.
and they had over-medicated him, don't even get me started. But anyway, it was just obvious he was going to donk off.
Yeah.
He just played classical music for like three straight days in his hospital room. I don't think we played "My Way," though.
Limp Bizkit's Mozilla.
Play "Break Stuff." When I'm about to go out. That's what you play for Drab. A lot of Fred Durst. Angry New Metal for Drab T-shirt on his way out.
So depressing.
Some Linkin Park. Papa Roach. Old Blue Eyes. Kind of silly.
He was silly.
There was no, if there was ever a more junky segment, it was death songs.
Hey.
Oh, no.
That is our wheelhouse.
It's one guy's wheelhouse.
You think about death.
Not as much as you.
That's true.
You know what? I think about it. I just don't talk about it.
Yeah, I talk about everything. I think.
You do. You talk about it.
Yeah, I do. And last but not least, J-Lo admits the second Ben Affleck split almost took me out for good, but it was exactly what I needed.
What do you mean almost took me out for good?
It almost ruined her?
I don't know if she's saying she was going to donk herself off, no. But I mean, it was like maybe she was going to punch out.
How can I survive without more J-Lo, new material? Oh, I don't know.
But she says she's on the other side of it, and she thanks God that she's finally figured it out, that she doesn't need another man, doesn't need a relationship or whatever. So there you go.
Very good.
I put the over under a new man within 6 months. So.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll get back into the Commanders. Is it fair to compare Jaden Daniels to Lamar Jackson? We will debate that next here on The Fan.